call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, this is the automatically deleted husband trying to reconcile with his wife and trying to talk to his kids. Which, you know, preventing me from doing that is violation of man's law, but obviously it doesn't matter because you violate God's law too. So, I mean, I'm struggling. You know, I don't know how much you remember. But, well, obviously, events like when the original Heritage Systems, the HSC 4845 card, got produced, and we started to advertise it, and was actually featured in an article in a magazine that had, you know, six-figure circulations. It was kind of like we felt like we hit the big time. We only sold maybe 100 of those during the lifetime of it. But later when we did the HSC 9100 and so forth, things started to catch up and numbers started to go up. And, you know, especially the 9160 was used on the trading floor of the New York Stock Exchange, or on the commodities floor. And the 9560 was the one that was on the actual trading floor in large numbers. And we had a huge profit margin. But I remember the days leading up to it's getting close. The technology was coming together. I had it, you know, I had it in front of me. I had the physical hardware in place, and it was a strange feeling. It's a strange feeling when things are starting to come together, and then suddenly you do things like the 9560 that went to the New York Stock Exchange, or the 5100 that we did for a whole lot of knitting machines. Stock exchange was a 1 year, lots of money, but the knitting machines lasted for years. You know, even though there were issues and mistakes made, including on my part. But I mean, it's that moment just before. There's kind of a tension isn't the right word, but it's kind of like, is this really going to happen? Is this really going to be the big deal that so many of them turned out to be? You know, right now we have Barbados or the Bahamas store going live next week, which is the test for a chain, which would mean a whole bunch suddenly. We have a few other chains that we're dealing with. We have a project with New Zealand that's supposed to go live next. Well, the hardware is arriving to go out to a store this weekend or next. So we'll be testing it and putting it out, very, very soon. And I've had some other contacts on doing things that I'm more interested in doing in the secure communications area. And potentially even with the Shofar book project, which is where I think my heart really lies. So a lot of things are coming together, and I'm having a really big struggle. Why? Why should I care? It's a big, huge emotional struggle. So what? Why should I care? If this turns out to be successful after the long wait, so what? If I can't celebrate life with my wife and my kids, it doesn't matter. And it hurts. Dorothy Jane, it's been a long, long time. It will be very difficult if you were to reach back after my years of reaching out to you. And, you know, it's just to start the process of saying, yes, we'll talk. We'll see if indeed obedience to Christ is something we share. If there's any love there. You know, basically, the last picture you sent to me of you was after you cut your hair short. And I took that as you're trying to say, you're shaking me off. As I suggested in one response to you, that you embraced feminism. That's the evidence I have. I hope that's not true. I hope you find obedience to Christ something of value. And you will consider reconciliation and obedience to Christ. You'll consider loving our kids in ways that they haven't been loved in a long time, allowing them to interact with their dad who loves them. You know how much you're hurting the kids by not letting them have their dad. You know, beyond doubt, you know that you're setting them up for failure by isolating them from their dads. It has been documented for ages, a way to destroy a child. Keep the dad away. And you're doing it. But I also know the intensity of the Lord's grace. Do you? There is only one option for both of us, and that's sharing life hand in hand together. I'm available to you. And I need to make it clear. My constant prayer is the Lord will protect you and bless you. Secondarily, to reconcile. Because I want the Lord's blessing for you more than anything. I believe the best ways is to see reconciliation. But I'll leave that in the Lord's hands. I ask Him constantly for your blessing, to put the weight of your sin in this world that you have to pay for. Put it on me. Because I love you. I love you intensely. I will not turn from you. And if you never reconcile, I won't turn from you. Because I love you. And because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.